Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Everyone, it is Belinda Ellsworth here, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I am so excited about our show today. I have such a lovely guest in store for you, Carol Boschman. Carol, in her past life, was an office manager for 10 years in the corporate world and then left after her second child was born. She then managed rental properties and homeschooled until the economy tanked and needed to produce a larger income. She cleaned houses, offices, took a part-time office job, but when she was laid off, she stumbled upon direct sales. She wasn't really sure she could do it, as she was rather shy and was never much of a party girl, but needed to keep a roof over the kids' heads, so she decided to give it a try. She found 31 gifts online after a search on Christian direct selling businesses, since a high-integrity, faith-based company was super important to her. She is currently a senior executive director with a successful team of over 500 amazing consultants. So welcome, Carol.
Well, good morning, Belinda. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Great. So why don't you take a few minutes and just let our listeners get to know you a little bit more and just tell us a little bit more about your journey and how you've gotten where you are today.
Okay, sure. So I've been married 26 years. I have three wonderful children. Now my oldest is in graduate school and I have a senior in high school and then I'm a freshman in high school. I've been doing this now for 6.5 years, so they were quite young when I started this, and homeschooling really was my passion. Being mom, being home for them was super important to me, and that's why when it came time for me to start making some money again, I started picking up those part-time jobs, but ultimately, really, it wasn't making enough money, and then being laid off, I needed to find something, and ran into a woman at the hospital who had a display for a particular direct selling company, and I started thinking, gosh, I could probably do something like that. But I ended up going online and searching for a faith-based company and found 31 and decided that I would give it a try. What did I have to lose? Although initially I really was very, very hesitant about it, but I started praying about it and God put these signs in my life from all the readings at church at the time I noticed were from Proverbs 31, which is what 31 is based on. And then we were homeschooling skiing with a bunch of moms and they were talking about a particular message that was coming to their inbox that was uplifting them every day. And what was it but Proverbs 31 Ministries? And then the real seal the deal bulletin board moment from my God was that my oldest came home and had tried out for basketball and he made the varsity team and he showed me his shirt and he turned it around and the number was 31. So I was like, okay, God, I will give this thing a try. So I did. And I called girlfriends and kind of rode that wave of excitement when I first got signed up and booked parties right from the get-go with my girlfriends. And interestingly, my kit did not arrive in time. And I only had one small thermal tote and one catalog to pass around at that first party. And of course, what did everybody buy? They all bought thermal totes. but I, you know, if somebody can start with that sort of a launch, you know, it was okay. Like I had to conquer those fears and I didn't know how to do a presentation. I was all alone. My sponsor was in Ohio. I'm in New Hampshire. And it took off. I made tons of mistakes when I first started. I had no clue what I was doing, but I jumped in with 2 feet and practiced, had parties, off the bat and just kept going from there. And now to be at the top level of the company as a senior executive director, it really kind of blows my mind that all of this has transpired and what has happened, because the big piece is that it isn't the money. It's really what the money has done between giving me the flexibility to be there for my kids, to homeschool them until I really decided that I couldn't anymore. And then I could pay for private school for them. But my daughter came to me last year and ballet is her passion and she wanted to dance and she wanted to audition for Boston Ballet. And I really didn't know how we were going to do that. It was too far away. And I said, no, I'm really too busy with my business and, you know, school and all this stuff. Well, anyways, we decided to make a girls' weekend, go down and have her audition. And sure enough, she got into their pre-professional program, which was fabulous for her. It was so amazing. And then I was actually away in September on one of the amazing leadership trips with 31 in Mexico. And she went to an audition for Boston Ballet's Nutcracker, and she got the part, the best part of Clara. And I thought, oh my goodness, God, you are really taking us on one heck of an adventure. But the flexibility of this business allowed us to be able to get an apartment in Boston and for me to be able to be there, at every one of her shows, and to still be able to pay the mortgage at home and to just really enjoy that journey with her and to watch her grow. And we did end up homeschooling again, and it's really been huge. And this year she just got the part again. And this business has given me the flexibility to decide to move closer to Boston. And so we just sold our house and we just bought a new one, and I'm very excited about what's coming for all of us, because my family really is super important to me. And I'm just so grateful for 31, because it has empowered me really to create an amazing income that provides for my family, makes my kids' dreams happen. And it has empowered me to grow into a more confident businesswoman who gets to train and celebrate and encourage other women to believe in themselves, creating their own businesses. So I never would have thought that I would be on this journey doing this in 1,000 years. And so I'm just so glad that I was just open to the possibility of direct sales.
That's awesome. There's a couple of things that I just wanted to point out in your story. But first, when your daughter went and first auditioned, because I think people might have missed that at the very beginning, how old was she?
She was 12.
Exactly. And that, to me, I've got a daughter, you know, that's 12 years old right now. And you've even inspired me to, she has dreams of her own that she's pursuing. And it's like, I can't be stuck in a box that this is where I live. This is my business. I have my office here. I have my staff here. It's like, okay, I need to help her pursue those dreams as well. And my business actually is flexible. I just suddenly put myself in a box that it wasn't. And so I think that's so awesome that, you know, you're able to do that now. And it really is because of the flexibility of the business.
Yes.
The other thing, though, that I wanted to point out, which is huge for direct sellers, and that is today, so often people have to, they never really launch their business. I always say the greatest thing in the industry today of why people aren't as successful as they could be is that simple failure to launch. And you really gave a great story there. I am here to tell you that the majority of people, if their kitten had not have come in yet, they would have said, oh, I'm going to have to cancel this party. People wait for everything to be perfect before they actually launch. And you gave a really good example of just get in there, just do it, learn as you go, and look where you are today. And that's a big takeaway that I want people that are listening to this really grasp from that, because people are so paralyzed with being perfect and having all of their ducks in a row, and they can't even go out because they don't want to fail. And there's so much fear in just getting yourself out there. And I think that's personally the number one thing that holds people back today.
I completely agree with you. I see it over and over again. Absolutely. Yeah, but we have to choose our faith over our fear. That's a big thing that I've been learning lately. And I make more mistakes all the time. I'm not afraid to make mistakes, that's for sure. So, yeah, absolutely.
That's wonderful. So then share with us, you've shared a little bit about how this has affected your lifestyle. So why don't you share with us then a couple of your greatest skill sets? Because that's where everybody listening really likes to learn from that piece. Your story's been so inspirational so far. But what are a couple of skill sets that you think you have that have really helped propel your business forward?
Okay. So I am definitely very hardworking, and I have a very high commitment to ongoing education. So when I started this, I knew nothing about direct sales. I knew nothing about sales or any of that sort of thing. But I was willing to conquer my fears And yes, step into success by searching out training from people like you, Belinda. You know, I spend hours at night doing online training and learning the skills, and I've continued to work hard, continued to pray that the right people would be brought to me to take us to the next level. And it was awesome having you at our team retreat, our January Jumpstart last winter. You taught us all so much, and all of your resources online continue to train my girls. So, you know, the thing is that sometimes girls want instant success, and they think that, you know, if one party canceled or whatever, and then they kind of shut down. It's like, no, what can you learn to do differently next time? Maybe you need to learn different hostess coaching. Maybe you need to add themes to your party. But I've persevered, and I've jumped in there and really learned the skills needed to be able to do this business. I had to learn how do you book a party? How do I book a party at a party? How do I keep filling my calendar? And how do I hostess coach? And where am I going to get those recruits? How do I build a relationship with someone and stand in their greatness so that they're going to see possibility of why starting their own business could make a difference in their life, and how to listen to them and then speak into that possibility? So those are all things that I had to learn, and I never gave up, and I practiced. So, yeah.
That's great. We did have a great time at that retreat in January. It was one of the highlights for me because it was an opportunity for us to finally get to work together. But the response from your team was just so, they were so hungry and they were so mm-hmm. eager to learn, and you could just see it. I haven't felt an energy in a room like that. I remember when I left and went to the airport, I felt like, oh, I don't want to leave yet. Yes. There's still so much we could cover here. I remember having that feeling because they were just so hungry and so receptive. And I know that they've gone on to see some really great results. So I was just really thrilled to be a part of that. So thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
All right. So share with us then an obstacle or a challenge that you have faced, and then how you work through that.
Well, so certainly part of working hard is sacrificing, sometimes taking care of me and figuring out how to juggle the things that are most important to me as far as being mom and, you know, growing a big business, and yet, you know, keeping all those balls in the air and not ending up empty in the long haul. So certainly, like, I had set a goal at one point of when I could hire a housekeeper, because I realized that I just really don't like cleaning house. So I was so excited when that finally happened and I was able to start hiring someone. And sometimes it's a trick to have dinner on the table. And so I loved it when I was able to hire a friend to clean and to cook, so that she made meals for me, even made them and froze them and made even homemade cookies, because I want to be that mom that has the nice smells for my teenage boy when he walks through the house. And he loves it if there's something in the crock pot that smells yummy or there's homemade cookies coming out of the oven. But I don't have time to always do that. So it's awesome when I can just go to the freezer and take those little balls of dough and put them in there just at the right time. And I then feel like the mom that's got it all going on, you know? So a big piece too is like even just rediscovering myself, because I didn't realize how empty I was from homeschooling and taking care of little kids, that I didn't have a dream when I first started this. And so 31 has given that back to me to stop and say, gosh, Carol, what do you like doing? What's important to you? You know, whether it's getting my nails done or buying dark chocolate or, you know, what are those things, buying myself flowers and actually having the money to be able to go do that. It's like, wow, I do need to stop and take time for me. It isn't all about work all the time. So as I've gotten older, that's something that I've had to kind of pause and just make sure that I'm doing those things that give me joy and that I am enjoying the journey all the way through here.
Oh, that's great. Those are some really great things, because I believe that's what women struggle with the absolute most. It's the one thing I hear about is balancing, you know, family and home. But everybody feels like in balancing it, that they still have to do it all. And I'm with you. The things that, where can you be the most productive? And I loved that you shared that about you still get to have the things that are important to you as a mom, but you might not necessarily be doing them. They're a byproduct. You can get someone else to do that, still be there working, but still have your family enjoy a fantastic meal or fresh made cookies. And I think that there's this, I have to do it. I got to do it all. And if women would just learn to release the things that are someone else could do, but that are still really important to them. I think the confusion comes, well, this is important to me, so I must do it. And you don't have to do it. You know, gardening is really important to me. And I really do enjoy being out there doing it. I kind of get lost in it. It's a little bit therapeutic. But the reality of it is I don't have the time to commit to making my gardens always look the way that they are. So when I finally released that and just hired a gardener to come and weed and move things around and replant and trim, and then my gardens look beautiful and I get to enjoy them when I walk out of my house. And yeah, I did enjoy being out there. It was kind of a release, but now I can go walking and get that kind of same therapeutic release, and it's more healthy for me. And I'm not out there struggling with, I need to get out there. I need to get out there. I need to get out there. So I think just because it's something that means a lot to you doesn't mean then it has to be you. And that's the biggest struggle that I see for women. So yeah. Thanks for sharing just a couple examples on that, because it's really huge.
Oh, it's so true. Absolutely. So true for all of us as women. Yep. And that my kids don't know that I didn't make the cookies.
I love that even more.
Yeah.
My kids always say, oh, on our birthdays, my mom never made the cupcakes. Karen made the cupcakes. That's okay. So what does working from your happy place mean to you, both personally and professionally?
Well, you know, right now, I'm very excited about this new house that's coming our way. And I have been working out of my basement for years, and we don't have a garage. So that means the basement's also storage central. And so I'm super excited to have sheetrocked walls that I'm dreaming about. Purple's my favorite color. So in our house hunting, I actually saw this gorgeous dining room in this beautiful shade of purple. And I'm going to have a purple office, and I'm super excited about it, and having, you know, organized shelves and office supplies, and just having that organization of feeling. I just need that. I need pretty space that feels good. And yeah, you get the idea, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just need that after being in a basement for so many years. It's been on my bucket list. And so I love having the flexibility to be able to even take my office on the road. So if I'm taking her to Boston Ballet, I can go to Cafe Nero and sit outside at one of the little cafe tables, and I can work from there. So it's kind of amazing that, again, that flexibility of this business, that I can work most anywhere. So it's pretty cool being able to sit at a cafe sipping coffee in Boston, working outside as well. So this summer, where we're moving to a condo that has a pool. And so I'm looking forward to even working outside by the pool next summer.
Oh, that is so great. And, you know, I just one really great learning point in there is I've heard this from so many women. They look at you and they go, oh, well, I don't have an office space. And they feel like they can't be as successful as maybe you are because you don't have this amazing office space. And I just really think it's a great testament to you and your hard work ethic is you just made it happen wherever you were, and you're still doing that. Now you're excited about this new space, but look, you've already been doing the business for 6 years. You know, I started out, I didn't have an office space, and I had two little bitty kids. And so my office space was my dining room table. And then I would move everything to one end, and we would eat off the other end of it. And I just kept all my stuff there. That way I could be present right where they were. But people allow silly things, again, perfection, to get in their way of just diving in and doing the work. So I love that you shared that.
Absolutely. You can work from your kitchen table, a corner of your bedroom, wherever it is, you can make this business happen. Absolutely.
So why don't you share with us then something you're extremely proud of?
Well, you know, seeing the girls on my team that didn't believe they could be a leader or even to be a consultant grow in believing in themselves and conquering their fears and promoting perhaps to director, You know, we all have those glass ceilings at some level, those upper level limits in our minds. And so often, you know, we think that we aren't worthy of success and we can't imagine big paychecks or being able to not live paycheck to paycheck or even to be able to give back in big ways. You know, I've learned so much about the limits in our minds, programming, you know, from things that happen when we're kids, and to watch women shift from feeling like I can't and I don't deserve to promoting. For instance, my best friend, we were doing a growing into leadership program. And when she broke through her limiting beliefs, I just saw such great things. And honestly, that particular year, there were 6 girls that I did a leadership program with, and they all promoted at the same time, all of them really conquering beliefs. It just feels so empowering when they do it. You know, they stop those gremlins and those things in their head, and they just take it on, and they believe in themselves. It's awesome, you know, and that's what's happened for me, even that when I first started this, when I didn't know how to dream, I didn't know how to do this, there were lots of monkeys and gremlins in my head saying, gosh, you're going to be a bag lady, you know, you're going to go do what? You're going to direct sales? Nobody makes any money doing that. I mean, my whole family thought I was nuts, but I didn't let that stop me, you know, and I conquered that and learn from it, and now really believe it's such the power of this profession, that it is a profession, and it's an honorable profession, and the difference that we make in other women is proof of that every day. So to me, that's just a huge, huge, huge win.
Absolutely. So what advice then would you give to others who want to be entrepreneurs or who are considering direct sales as a choice of income?
I would say go for it. You know, start to dream again, work hard, don't hold back, don't let those gremlins stop you. Direct sales really is an amazing option without the high investment of many other businesses. And my goodness, if it doesn't work, you haven't lost anything. But if you never try, you've already lost. So get a buddy, travel the journey with someone. You know, gosh, I got to go and celebrate my 50th birthday with my best friend because we both said yes and gave it a whirl. And now, like this past year, I had 14 leaders that were on their trips, most with their husbands, all in Punta Cana. It's amazing. And next year, we're going to double that on our team. So it's just, you know, do it. You can do anything. Raise your belief system, conquer those fears, and go make it happen. And train with Belinda, you know, get on her trainings and really leverage that. Belinda is such a wealth of knowledge. And I've looked at a lot of different direct sales trainers, and there are many great ones out there. Belinda's giving so much free out there right now, so much free, that even if you can't afford the small monthly fee, start there and start learning those skills. And then as you start making more money in your business, then invest in some of the bigger programs. But don't stop yourself. Get out there and get the education that you need to be successful and to make the dreams happen for yourself and for your family.
Well, thank you so much for that, Carol. It is my driving passion still to this day after being in this for a very long time. It's what gets me up every day, is I just want to provide the tools for people's dreams to come true. If they have said, you know, I want to be successful in this, well, then I want to help give you the tools that I've tried along the way. And I'm still learning about what is applicable to today's direct seller, and just give people the tools, because I think this is such an amazing opportunity, especially for women. You know, it is for men and women, but let's face it, especially for women. And it is so exciting when I can provide tools that people can then say, oh my gosh, my business has doubled, or I finally learned how to do that. I did exactly what you said verbatim and it worked. And those are the things that keep me going every day, keep me up, keep me motivated, keep me moving, keep me searching for the answers even today. I don't stand on what I learned 20 years ago, because it's a very changing world in direct sales. So thank you for that. But it is clearly my happy place, and what gets me up every day and keeps me moving is people like yourself endorsing our programs. So thank you.
Sure. Thank you, Belinda.
So what are some new and exciting things that you're working on that you think our listeners would benefit from? And then I want you to share with us how people can find you.
Oh, my. Well, So I'm actually, because I'm doing a lot of traveling to Boston right now, I'm really trying to work on systems so that I can work anywhere. So binder systems and organizing my new consultants, for instance, with a 1-to-31 tabs in a binder with sheets that I can keep track of what I've done with them, what I need to do with them, trying to sort out ways to leverage my time to be able to work in Facebook groups and even on Zoom calls, training in groups. And then there's a huge piece personally that I'm working on around coaching skills. And actually, I'm becoming a marriage coach. And so I think that our marriages and our families are so super important. And that's something that I'm learning and growing in. So where you can find me, you want me to give my website?
Yes.
It's my31.com/join the fun. It's Carol Boschman on Facebook. Happy to help anyone and certainly reach out. Yeah. Awesome.
Great. Carol, spell your last name for us so they can find you.
Oh, that's a tricky one for sure. It's French. So it's BEAUCHEMIN. So Boschman, it means beautiful road in French.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's a beautiful journey that we're on, right?
That's absolutely right. Well, I can't thank you enough for being with us today. You gave some really great insights and I know are going to inspire many, many people who listen to this. So thank you.
Thank you, Belinda. It's really an honor to have been asked and to be a part of your great program.
All right. Have a great afternoon.
Okay, you too.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.